Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking about knowing the Son this week, knowing more about Jesus, knowing Jesus more, and allowing Him to lead, to guide, to direct our life. And as I begin, as I'm thinking about it, a couple more days, finish out this week, and then it's time for my annual semi-technology break. And so, starting Memorial Day weekend, I'll take a couple weeks probably off of the live broadcast. We'll try to do some postings throughout that time, but it'll be somewhat varied. And it'll be different. But just every year need a time to step back and reevaluate. It's been a rough spring in a lot of ways. Ministry has been great. People have been great. But it's time for a short break and to think through if this process is still what God wants me to do. And if it looks the same when I come back, whether it looks different. And so those are important times to have so that it's not just doing the same thing for the sake of doing the same thing. And so that's next week and the following week. But we'll be back in one way or another, and we'll try to stay in touch, just reducing technology for a couple weeks, just to spend time with God and family and do things a little different. Anyhow, as we think about knowing the Son, and we've talked about different descriptions of Jesus from the Bible, today we're going to talk about the bread of life. And a fascinating topic, especially when our culture doesn't quite get this. John 6:35 says, "Then Jesus declared, 'I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.'" In a first century culture, and previous to that, and for a while after that, this was a powerful statement. It still is. We just don't quite catch it with the same significance here in the United States of America. There are parts of the world that get it still. Bread was, well, vital. If you remember the feeding of the 5,000, the feeding of the 4,000, there was fish involved, but for the most part, the focus was on the bread. Bread was the meal. It was the sustenance of life. Growing up in a Midwest farm, Jesus might have said, "I am the meat and potatoes of life." Bread was something we had in addition, to go along with, to sometimes to hold the meal. It wasn't the focus. But for the Jewish first century hearers of this, they would have understood this of Jesus being primary. The one thing that would not only sustain them, but would fill them. And as we live life, we know the Son is the one who fills us, who sustains us, who supplies what we need so that we can live, so that we can grow, that so we can flourish. Jesus asked us in the model prayer, as He taught us how to pray, to ask for our daily bread. And many times when I teach about that model prayer, I combine this verse that we're talking about today and remind people that Jesus says He is the bread of life. Our daily bread is not simply the things that sustain us physically. The daily bread we ought to be asking for is Jesus, the one who sustains us in all ways. And as we live as those who know the Son, we understand just how much He fills us. It's one of the reasons that I take a break from time to time, because it's easy for everyone, and preachers and teachers included, to fall into a trap of routine and to forget that I need the bread of life. It's not just enough to go through and share it. I have to eat it. I think one of the reasons you see so many times where someone in church teaching, preaching roles and leadership stumble is they're busy passing out the bread, but they forget to eat. They forget they need to. And so I encourage all people, and especially those who are heavily involved in sharing the good news of Jesus, to take time to eat, to consume the bread of life, not just study it, not just read it, not just share it, not just tell it, but to actually sit down and consume it. That's what Jesus says, that the hard teaching where the crowds began to kind of fall away, Jesus said, "My body is real food, and my blood is real drink, and unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no part in me." The crowd says, "That's disgusting." But Jesus says, "This is what will sustain you." One of the reasons within the restoration movement, the Christian churches of Christ that I'm a part of, that we practice the Lord's Supper every week. One, it was the example of the early church. The first day of the week, they would gather and they would break bread together, remembering, as Jesus says, as often as you do it, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. They would take the cup and the bread and they would remember and they would eat in remembrance of the body and blood of Jesus. But we do that also as we ingest Scripture, that we really take it into our life and it grows in us and it produces godly action. It produces godly attitudes. It produces godly thoughts. It produces a growing Spirit of God within us. And so we live life knowing Jesus as the Son of God, the bread of life, the one who keeps us alive, the one who fills us, the one who satisfies. Do spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us those things that we need in order to be filled and satisfied. It's given us Jesus, the bread of life. And as we consume Him, we find ourselves full, content, at peace. And so, God, today, help us to do more than just learn about Jesus. Help us to be filled with Him. Help us to do more than just talk about Jesus. Help us to be filled with Him. And Father, as we consume this bread of life, as we drink this living water, may we grow. May we prosper. May we engage spiritually in this dark world, in a way that the light of Jesus shines clearly. And God, again today, I pray for my brother-in-law, Eugene, as of last night, scheduled for pre-op for this triple bypass this morning yet, 9 o'clock, somewhere in there, 9:40. But God, you know exactly when he's going in. They do all of their scheduling. They do all of their prep. But you've seen this from the beginning to the end. And you are with him. You are with his family. And so, God, I pray that you give each family member a great peace. That Eugene is filled with a spirit of calmness, knowing that you're in charge and that the doctors have great wisdom, that they're paying attention to all of the details, that everything would be as you desire, but if it's out of line with what they were anticipating, that they would notice it immediately and be able to adjust in the proper manner. And so, God, I pray for healing, not just throughout the surgery, but in the recovery time to follow. And may you be glorified in the work that you do in his life, as you sustain him, as you fill him, as you be, through Jesus, his bread of life. And God, today, as we live with Jesus as our bread of life, may we make that obvious. May we lift him up in all circumstances so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.